The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo. On the morning of the 6th of January, 1482, the Parisians were awakened by a grand peal from all the bells within the triple enclosure of the city, the university, and the town. This 6th of January was a double holiday, united since time immemorial, the Epiphany, or Feast of the Kings, and the Feast of the Fools. To celebrate such a day, there was to be a bonfire kindled on the Place de Grève and a maypole raised at the Chapelle de Braque. A mystery play was to be performed in the great hall of the Palace of Justice, and it was known that the Flemish ambassadors, who had arrived 2 days previously to conclude the marriage treaty between the last Dauphin and Margaret of Flanders, intended to be present not only at the performance of the mystery, but also at the election of the Fool's Pope, which was likewise to take place there. On that day it was no easy matter to make one's way into the great hall. The open square, in front of the palace, thronged with people. This entertainment was to be given, according to ancient customs, on the marble table, where all the preparations had been made since the morning. The play was not to begin until the great clock of the palace had chimed the last stroke announcing noon. And when the clock struck 12, there was a great shuffling about, a great movement of feet and heads, a general detonation of coughing and blowing of noses. Each one arranged himself, posted himself to the best advantage, raised himself on his toes. Then there was a deep silence, every neck remaining outstretched, every mouth open, every eye turned towards the marble table.